Welcome to the Empowered Hour. It's your girl, Athena, and...
Renata, how are you?
Girl, I'm fine. I'm trying to get myself together. Still in a daze. My baby's 25 now. Woo-hoo! So,
I know. Oh, crazy.
I got a grown woman. She can rent her own cars now. Ow. But how you doing? How you doing?
I am doing good. Just pluck it away. Try to be an adult. Try to live life.
That part.
All the things.
That part. Well, you know, I don't want to dilly-dally too long because I know we have a special guest, but we also have to let Lady J tell the listeners how they can tune in, like, subscribe, and also be a part of all the events we have coming up. So, Lady J, take it away.
If you'd like to share with your family, friends, and followers on all the different ways that they can tune in to JQLM Radio, this is what you would share. You can tune in live by downloading the JQLM Radio app on your Apple or Android devices. You can also listen live via Alexa, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, and a host of other platforms, of which you can find on our website, where you can also listen live at egoentertainmentnet.com/JQLM-radio. Or just visit egoentertainmentnet.com and click the button right there on the homepage. You can also connect with us via our website or social media at JQLM Radio. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Additionally, you can email us at jqlmradio@gmail.com. Find us under our parent company, Ego Entertainment Network, on social media at EGOENTNET. That's Ego Ent Net. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Ego Entertainment Network. And last but not least, make sure you like, subscribe, and share our YouTube channel, Ego TV Network.
Okay, so as usual, I can never remember all those things that she has, so that's why I always let her do it, because guess why? Yeah, don't know. But anywho, so we have a guest today, Renata.
We do. Just
aren't we special?
All these accomplished people that we get to talk to. Oh,
I know, right? Makes set my game up, because listen, we keep getting the actors, the directors, the writers, the people who do so much. So I don't want to butcher any of this. So I want to let our guests talk about all the great things that make him who he is. And we very rarely get guys. So this is a treat. Okay. So ladies, listen, we got a man on here, him, but we got a man on the stage. So, okay. I'm goofy. I'm sorry, Mr. Dumas, but I am so goofy. So just get used to me, but
it's so good.
Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, because yeah, you do a lot, and I want to be like you when I grow up, for real.
Okay, well, my name is Theron Dumas. I'm originally from Newark, New Jersey. I now reside on the outskirts of Atlanta, Georgia. When I came down here, as a pretty, I guess I was a pretty accomplished actor when I moved down here. I was in, I think, 37 movies when I got down here, and now, since I've been down here about 6 years, and I really got into the groove. I just did my 65th project, and now, and it was an 8-time multi-international award-winning actor, writer, and director now. So I said I came in here to take over, so I'm trying to keep my word to myself.
So why didn't you ask me to be in one of your movies, though?
I just met you. You got to send me your information. I gotta see what you're working with.
I have never acted in my life. Well, I'm not gonna say that. I guess I do act part every day.
Every day, y'all acting.
I sure am. I act a fool half the time. But
well, I will say I am impressed that you have those type of accolades, and I feel like we would have messed that up.
Because listen, I would have been like, so he do this and that, and then a little bit
right.
of So just reading a little bit about your history, you were also in the Navy?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your service, first of all.
Thank you. It was an honor.
My grandfather was a Navy man back, way back.
That's how I feel when I say it. I feel like I was way back. 1990, that was way back to me.
It's okay. I thought it was in the Navy, too, and I think it was in the 90s also. So.
No. Oh, well, see, I won't tell how far back my granddaddy was in. Because my grandfather was born in 1923, so he was in the war way back.
The original Popeye.
He was the original Popeye and player. That's all I can say about my granddaddy. Right. Love him, but Lord. So how did you make that leap from, I mean, I know it's probably not a huge leap, but how did you make the leap from being in the Navy, serving your country, to now basically telling the stories of and directing stories?
Well, that was a big gap. So it was a whole lot going on. So from the Navy, you think I got out the Navy in 93, I done did a little bit of everything. I was a personal trainer. I was a bartender. I did word processing. I did child care, owned the child care center, did real estate. And I stumbled upon this acting thing. My oldest daughter was being submitted for modeling. And she was like, "Daddy, I see some for male actor. You want to do it?" I'm like, "No, you know, that wasn't my thing." I'm like, "Nah, I don't do that." So of course, she sends my photo and my martial art background, military background, and then I could hold the tune when I need to. So they was interested in, you know, I guess with the look and all that good stuff. So they called me and I went. I mean, it wasn't the greatest because the dude told me, "Keep making the same facial expressions. You ain't no actor." And I'm going to say to myself, "I'm not. You called me. I ain't want to do this." But, you know, I didn't take that road. I took the, "I'm going to show you road." So, you know, I got bit by the bug. The movie didn't come out because Terrence Howard didn't want the movie to be released with his likeness. I guess something went on behind the scenes. That, like I said, that was my very, very first project. So I didn't know, you know, what was going on. All I knew is the movie wasn't coming out. Now, I was one of the posters for the movie. I was a futuristic assassin. So I was disappointed, but, you know, it kind of ignited, you know, the fire. And I started hustling. I started approaching everybody. I had this little scheme I used to have to run on people to get into projects, though. When I was, you know, before I was actually in them, I would look, "Oh, wait, I can't tell this on the air. They gonna know my secret." I used to hustle my way into these films. Let's say, and I still do it now and then just to see if it worked. Because who's that? Somebody said, "No, I use charm to get in." And I'm like, "I don't think I'm charming." I'm like, "Nah, here's an example. Let's say one of you ladies are a movie maker, and I see you done put it out there, cast complete. So if I inbox you, I'm like, "Oh, your cast complete. And, you know, where's my script at?" And she like, "Did you submit your stuff?" And I'm like, "No, but I thought you and I had this connection where you felt that I needed to be in a movie." So, you know, stuff like that. So, you know.
Hold on. Wait, pause. Flag on the play. How you gonna say in one breath, "You not charming," but then what? You just gave the game.
That's first of all, charm is an old school word. That's charm. And I don't know.
What you want to call it, pimping?
No.
Got him up with spelling words.
Well, let's stick with charming then.
Okay, because I'm like, "Wait a minute, you just said, oh, no, I don't try my way," but you just literally said, "Hold on, let me just tell you why you need me."
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I say again?
You're very charismatic, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, let's use that. When I need to be, but I'm shy too, though. Like, I'm like extremely shy, like to the point where I don't like being the center of attention, but I'm still doing these movies. And they're like, "I don't understand," because I'm usually the villain in the movies. And it's like, you just so different from you know, the characters you play. I'm like, I would hope so, but I'm like, yeah, it's just because I'm not being myself when I'm playing a character. So Theron is shy, but you know, when you say action, that character ain't shy, so I'm gonna act a whole fool, you know. So
okay. So basically what you're telling me is you put on your game face, and then once you close doors, you like real quiet and shy, the opposite of who you are on screen.
What do they call it? I'm not a full introvert, because if it's something that I'm knowledgeable on, I can, you know, talk about it, you know, and go on and on and on if I need to. But yeah, so I'm like half introvert and half extrovert, I guess. But yeah.
I relate to that, because people tell me that I'm the same way. Because like I would talk to anybody at any time, but then do I want to? No, I enjoy my home time, alone time, that time. So I don't know, Renata. Would you what would you classify it as, Renata? Is it socially
introverted, extrovert? I don't know. Socially awkward.
I think it's just you just play well with others. You're an introvert that functions very well as an extrovert.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
Therapist. Well, if you didn't know, we co-own a mental health practice. She's a therapist. I'm the mouthpiece. You know, that's the role we kind of play in this big thing called life. But
yeah. Okay.
So now I'm curious, what is, out of all 3,900 of those roles that you play, who was your favorite?
I have two. It was a short film, so I'm not going to say smaller role. But like I said, I'm always usually the bad guy. So I had this one director named Carlos Roman, and he said, I'm sick of you playing the villain. I know you can do more. I'm like, okay, cool. So he writes me a script, and I'm playing mentally disabled. I'm like, I don't know how to play mentally disabled, you know? But I just happened to be taking care of somebody with Down syndrome at the time. So he was in my house probably for like a year. So I knew all the little nuances and the not really making eye contact and the fingers always moving and the rocking. So I did it. Man, I won my first lead actor award. I'm like, y'all like all this carnage I done caused in these movies. And y'all like, I get an award for the film where I do the least speaking, you know, it's more body language and eyes and stuff like that. And what is his name? Keith David from Greenleaf. He reached out to me when, you know, X was still Twitter, and was like, I know you're not mentally disabled. He was like, you killed that role. I'm like, what? Somebody from Tyler Perry camp had hit me, was like, yo, you did that. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. So that was definitely a shocker. It ended up being one of my favorite roles, because I guess it shocked everybody, because I was able to pull it off. Now, one minute, because it was a series. And in one of the episodes of the series, I walked in the door, punched the girl in the face, and then shot her while she was on the ground. So I go from that to bringing tears to people's eyes, you know, playing mentally disabled. It was like, wow. I was like, okay, all right. I guess I can act out of my character. And then the other one, I'm back to the villain again, but it's called Under His Control. It was based off a young lady's true story. And I was actually number two most hated man on Tubi last year for like 9 months. So it's still up there on Tubi. So if y'all get a chance, check out Under His Control, join the hate. But those are my two favorites. Now I'm working on my own stuff. So when I get in my own and play my character, that may change, you know, in a year or so. But right now, it's those two.
So what is it about being a villain that you like or makes you so relatable?
You know what? I think it's my look. I got a naturally stern look, but since I started wearing glasses like a few months ago, and I used to put them on anyway to kind of tone my look down, because I don't know if it's the eyebrows or I'm smiling more this year. I said I'm going to make sure I smile more, but I ain't really smiling from Newark. I'm smiling and grinning all the time and whatnot. So it just, the whole demeanor fit. Then I got this raspy voice and whatnot. So everything just, you know, and went with it. And I'll say Newark is considered the hood, but I'll say I'm from the hood, but not of it. Like, I did all the stuff in the hood that most people from the hood do. You know, I done hustled and did all that. But I went to private school my whole life. I grew up in a 7-bedroom house. My mother worked for the FBI at one time. So it's like, I ain't have to do the stuff I did, but everybody wasn't in the position I was in. So, you know, for me to have friends and fit in, you know, I did what my friends did to fit in. I just didn't get caught up like that. So I can flip the switch on and off. So we can go sit down, red carpet affair, and converse with congressmen, and then we can leave and go to the cookout and conversate with anybody else.
Okay, so you versatile. Okay.
I'm versatile.
I mean, if you got a parent that's in the FBI, you kind of got to be versatile.
Well, she worked for the government her whole life, so it switched. It was like City Hall, the VA, FBI, and she ended up retiring from the post office. So from 18 until retirement, she was government through and through. My mother's a Libra, so she's
Libras.
Are you Libra?
Yeah, I sure am. The best sign there is. Thank you for making that.
Hold on now. Pisces. I'll be 52 Friday now. Pisces. Don't act like Pisces ain't hit me.
I gave birth to a Pisces, so I'll let you have it.
Happy early birthday. I can't relate to either one of you.
My baby's birthday's was the 11th. So, okay. You know. So it's all good. So, you know.
Wait, the 11th, that's tomorrow. That ain't today.
I understand. I think the show's not going to air today. So it's going to air by the time she's asked it.
Wait, wait a minute.
You have to talk in future press. You have to talk in future tense, honey.
Right.
We'll just edit this part.
Right. I'm really late for work if it's the 11th.
Oh, yes. But I mean, in general speaking, Pisces are good people. I mean, one of my sister friends, she's a Pisces, and my baby's a Pisces. But you know,
there are two, I tell people, because, you know, you got the ones who got the Pisces stories, and I always got to let them know, look, you have two versions of Pisces. That's why you got a fish going up and a fish going down. I'm the downstream Pisces. I'm the mellow, go with the flow Pisces. But that upstream, the one that always want to go against the grain and be right and argue, that's not me. So a lot of times you done ran into the upstream Pisces and not the downstream. I'm a downstream Pisces.
I love how you said, let me clarify this.
Yeah. You trying to come for Pisces? Y'all liars and cheaters. Ho, wait a minute.
Now, I've never dated a Pisces, so I can't say. And the people who are Pisces in my life are Pisces that I would not date. I can't date my child, and I would not be dating my sister. Yeah, so exactly. I will take your word for it on the down and upstream.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know them too. I've seen both of they up and downstream. So.
Right. Okay. Can we use that as for ours? So for Libras, there's two different ones, and for Scorpios, there's two different ones. Can we say that?
Yeah.
I mean,
we know Gemini's two different ones, literally.
Yeah. Libras, we like balance. We like to be, you know, we don't like to be all this extra stuff.
My mother's serious, boy.
I have a serious side, and I go hard for the things that I go hard for. But then I have that soft side, too. So there's a good balance with me.
She can be like, she'll be hard about it, but she'll still do it and still be talking slick while she doing it.
That's definitely me. I like your mom. We could get along. Tell her I said hey. But I hate to cut us off, but we got to take a quick commercial break. So we'll be right back to chat it up more with Mr. I Can Do All Things. We'll be right back. All right, so we are back. Chatting it up with the Pisces himself, who has had his birthday. I have given him a whole new name. Downstream Pisces.
Downstream Pisces.
That's your new nickname. That should be a character.
Downstream Pisces.
Yeah, when you make that a character in one of the stories, make sure you give me my rights and my credit.
I got you.
I do have a follow-up. How did you end up making that jump from actor to go on to director? And how did you direct it?
A friend of mine, well, what happened is, was brought in as a character on a series called Atlanta's Ugly. So it was, it's still a popular YouTube series. So when I came in, you know, I was used to doing stuff a certain way. So I'm used to scripts and things like that. So, you know, I had a script, you know, we did a jail scene and, you know, I did my part, did my lines, laid back on the cot. You know, he's in the jail cell. I did a little fight scene or whatever. But I noticed that the people who he had, they kept talking. And I'm like, this ain't the script. Why they keep talking? So I rolled with him. And while he was talking, he said, so, you know, tell me, you know, what you think about the show. And I'm like, you want me to tell you the truth? Or you want me to tell you what you want to hear because you got me in the show? He's like, tell me the truth. I'm like, why do you keep talking? I'm like, so when they do all that going back and forth, trying to out-act each other, I'm like, what do you do? He's like, well, when I go home, you know, I just edit it down to where I need it. And I'm like, for what? I said, if you write a script, period mean be quiet. There's nothing to say after the period if there's no more words. And so fast forward a little bit, what he did was he let me write my own scene. So I wrote my own scene with, you know, a few of his, you know, better actors. And the show had been out 7 years before I got there. And when that episode aired, they said that that was the best episode that was ever in the series. So that little 6-minute scene I wrote, they said that made that episode the best one that was in all the seasons. And I guess, you know, he was like, oh, so maybe this writing scripts may be the thing. So he was like, hey, you know, you trying to be a writer on the show? I'm like, all right, I'm good with it. You know, I never wrote before, but, you know, I'm Pisces, so I'm a creative. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And, you know, we started writing. We had to take a hiatus because everything was, you know, who's available. If you're available, meet us here. But then, you know, once we started writing, we had to put everything on pause. So we wrote. I brought in 65 actors and actresses that I've worked with in the past. Also, I think that's how I actually won Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for helping over 150 actors and actresses in their career. And I know that was a big part of it because I would either put them in something that I had a hand in or I put them in front of people that would help take their career to the next level. So, you know, once we did the writing and we started putting the episodes out, that's how we ended up being, you know, 8-time multi-international award winning, you know, well, actor, writer, director. And I took it a little further. So now I'm like, all right, so I'm winning awards for a joint venture. So now I want to see what I can do with 100% my own imagination. So now I think I have 5 movies written and I believe 3 series. And then I just did 2 episodes of a series that's actually a spinoff of Atlanta's Ugly called The Adamos Brothers. I just did 2 episodes of that. Have that written out. And now I want to see the reception that I get, you know, for 100% my brain power now. Yeah. So that was the transition. Just acting and me questioning why they keep talking. And then, you know, he gave me the opportunity.
Okay. So taking your opportunity and making it into a bigger opportunity.
And it lets you kind of be petty if you need to. I'm not a petty person, but like, why bother me? We'll call him director. So I worked with this director, filmmaker, did a movie for him. Movie wasn't bad. It's on Tubi as well. But every young lady I sent to him, they came back to me with not good reviews. Like, he wasn't saying good things, you know, basically sexual harassment to a certain degree. And you know, I didn't like that. So I eventually cut them off. Didn't cut them off right away. But after about the fifth young lady, you know, I can't keep sending people to you. And they quitting before we even filmed the movie because of how you conduct yourself. So I stopped messing with him. He want to bother me. I'm like, really? Come on. You know how much I know about you? So before the movie comes out, the poster goes up. And I'm looking at the poster like, damn, that poster look funny. So I go back to the original poster. He done shrunk my picture on the poster. So now everybody's photo is normal size. And I'm up there looking like Jerry Mouse from Tom and Jerry. I'm like, yeah, he shrunk my photo. And he cut the names off the top because I had top billing. So what, no name. So you would rather destroy the poster and like think you're getting to me. And I didn't, you know, name names, so you won't get me with defamation. But I put it out there. I said, here's the original poster. Here's the new poster. I said, this is some of the things you're going to have to deal with. Because I like making PSAs. This is some of the things you're going to have to deal with, unfortunately, in this industry, if they don't feel as though you rolling with them or you're not doing what they feel as though you should do. So I was going to let that be it, but nah. I said, I had to do no more. So what I did was I wrote a movie. And the movie is actually about this particular director. It's called Scripted Lies, because that's basically what it was. You lied to everybody. You didn't pay him, but they did your script. So the name of the movie is Scripted Lies. And everybody who he sexually assaulted is in the movie playing themselves. So I'm going to be petty now. So now I'm using direct verbiage that got said to them. You know what I'm saying? But we just going to do it in movie form. So now I'm going to use what you used to hold over people's head. You know, you make it seem like you're this big time actor, director, and all that. So we're going to use that. I got a film coming out. It's about you, but you're not going to say anything, because are you really going to admit that you did this to all these people? So it's like you got to kind of grin and bear it. So yeah, all the young ladies who he, you know, assaulted are playing themselves. Anybody who I was cool with that he hustled, I got their portion in the movie as well. And what I'm going to do, because one of the girls was like, can we kill him? I was like, yeah. So what the twist I'm going to do, since it's all based around movies and stuff like that, I'm going to have all five of the women get together and have him basically in a forced movie, if it makes sense. So it's like maybe he's trapped in a warehouse and he's going to realize it's a camera on a tripod, and he'll hear the girl, you know, one of the girls' voices in the back, and they'll be, you know, teasing him and taunting him and, you know, yelling action, and he's forced to do it because if not, he's going to end up getting killed. So yeah, I'm going to try to make it unique and interesting. But yeah, leave me alone, man. Why you want to mess with me? So now,
clearly, because if not, you're going to end up in the movie.
Yeah, that part.
Well, I would refrain. You would not know my name from this point forward.
So now you're going to make me some money for being foolish. Now.
I'm going to keep my name out your mouth, literally. With no character in your story with my name, thank you.
Yeah, you know, it would be a good character for you, but this one, I'm like, really? I'm like, I'm the most humble person in the world. Now you want to, okay, no problem. Got to show you the other side. No problem. Got to show you the upstream side. You want the upstream.
Some people, that's just what they like. Yeah. So, and I know we're running out of time. It's time we're by so fast. So what would be like three fun facts or some inspiration or something like that you would want to bestow on our listeners?
Fun facts?
Yeah.
I can sing. I think I can sing. I'm in negotiations for playing Gerald LaVert, so I must hold a tune when I need to. What else? Inspirational? This would be to any actors and actresses out there. I would say, if you're really trying to act, I would go independent. I mean, Hollywood, they ain't really Hollywood like it was, if that makes sense. Like, you know, it sounds great. You know, it looks great on your resume. Like, I got a friend of mine, he was in Shazam and Iron Man and Captain America that just came out. And he called me, was like, man, I know something you could put me in. I was like, you know, I got you. I'm like, wow, what's up? He's like, I'm tired of doing this background stuff. He's like, it sound good. Because he got about 10 or 12 big name movies on his resume, but you're not acting in any of them. Like, okay, it's great to be in Captain America, but if I got to pause, you know, pause the TV screen, like, there I go right there. You know, that's all good, but independent, they want their films to come out, so they'll give you an actual chance to act. If you want to be an actor, because you got some people that are cool with just, you know, being in something, they get to say they was in something, they get to show their family, there I go right there. They're not pursuing being an actor or an actress. But I'm like, if you really trying to act, I would go independent because they'll give you a shot. They'll give you a chance to act. You'll actually get to see what it's like to be on set, to have dialogue, to have your name in the credits, to, you know, a lot of that. So, yeah, that's just my two cents on it. If you really pursuing it, you can get it in with the independent. And honestly, it looked like we starting to take over because Tubi was like a little joke site, you know, for a minute, couple of years, you know, Tubi was like the little laughable site, but Fox ended up purchasing Tubi. Now, Tubi almost got over 1 billion viewers now. Tubi ain't funny no more. Tubi got Netflix implementing an independent section. You got A and B list actors now coming on over to Tubi. It ain't funny no more. So I said, that's what I would tell people. Just if you're really trying to do it, rock with independent. I tell them, look, go to Facebook, join any of those independent movies, independent acting groups, stuff like that, because you have the directors and you have the writers and the producers in there. And even though you haven't done anything before, they may like your look. And then, you know, put you in because of your look, and then you open your mouth and say, oh, you know, you can act. And then, you know, things, you know, turn around. So, but.
Okay. So before we get any further, we need people to find you and to know how to follow you. So can you share that information with our listeners, please?
Well, I got this weird name, but everything is my name. Instagram is, you know, Theron Dumas X. Facebook is Theron Dumas. TikTok is Actor Dumas. And I think that's all of them, right? Yeah, because I don't got Lemonade and all of that. But yeah, those are the main three. So yeah, Facebook is my name. Instagram is my name, plus the word X. And TikTok is my last name. So Dumas X. That's it.
I mean, that there is a blessing in having a unique name. I will say that.
It is.
Right.
It's so sometimes, much is.
Not when I was little with the name Dumas, because they was killing me. And really? The extra S. I was like, all right, no. Keep on.
Sir, your last name is nothing compared to mine. I wish I could have had that last name.
For sure.
Oh, you're getting all personal.
I mean, you set yourself up.
I did. Salisbury like the steak. So I've gotten that.
So I'd rather have Salisbury than add an extra S instead of calling you Dumas. They call me Dumbass. No, I'd rather have Salisbury.
I've gotten so many jokes about being on the menu before I understood what that could have meant. Like, listen, I'm okay with that last name not being attached to me.
Right. That's all right. But see, once I learned my lineage, I started killing them because they was like, yeah, Dumas, Dumas. I was like, okay, yeah, all right. I hear the joke. I said, but it's actually Dumas. The S is silent for some of y'all who can't speak grammatically correct. And I said, my great, 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 great uncle is Alexander Dumas, the creator of the Three Musketeers, the Man in the Iron Mask, and the Count of Monte Cristo. So if I'm going to have a name and be related to somebody, I'd rather it be him than you, you know. So I started getting slick with it.
I was going to ask that question because that's one of my favorite, well, the movie Man in the Iron Mask is one of my favorite Caucasian-driven movies.
Leonardo DiCaprio, that one.
Yeah, I literally watched it the other day. Literally did. Because I like to go back in my movie you know, my movie repertoire and be like, oh, right. I remember this one. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite ones. I just love that whole story in general. But anywho.
Yep, I looked it up. I think it's third or fourth grade. I was, of course, I didn't know who he was then. I'm like, okay, whatever. But, you know, as I got old, I'm like, oh. I said, dude created all these great books. I said, wait a minute.
Well, see, I'd be proud of that, but the right, people my past to have none of that, so it's okay. I know you have to get ready to go. So any last things you want to talk about as far as an upcoming project that you can release more information on, or any projects that you want to do in the future?
Look, all these movies I did, as soon as somebody asks me what I got going on, I can't think of nothing. Next project, I'm directing a talk show Saturday and then a commercial for JQL and Radio on Sunday. But the next project we're doing is Unspoken. That's a short film. Then we got Assassin's Redemption. That's a full feature film. Then my own, it's called Fractured Vows. That's going to be my first film that I wrote that we're doing the first episode for. So I'm excited about that. And then I got a Hitman one that we're working on. I'm trying to knock out like 5 or 6 this year, to be honest. So between, I'm trying to get it in. And then I'm in one called Marriage Rehab. I got to be in North Carolina to film the third episode of that. I've replaced one of the characters from the first episode. So I'm from episode 2, going forward, I'm playing the character David in that. I'm in another one called Addicted to Shoes. Yeah, I got a little bit going on. So if you follow me, you'd be like, yeah, he stay running.
Those that can't do.
I know that's great. I know that's great.
Well, I mean, I guess next time if we get to actually touch bases in person, we have to get your autograph so we can say we knew you win. So.
Well, that'd be weird. I tell people I'm snap finger famous because I do security when I'm at work. So most women will recognize me from that movie Under His Control, but they not sure it's me. Like, they'll come in and they'll look at me and I'm like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, why are you standing? Because I wanted to hear your voice. You that husband? I said, yeah, I'm that husband. And it's like, I don't know if I wanted to punch you in the face more or the girl for letting you die. I was like, you know that was a true story, right? Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to punch you. And I'm like, you know, I'm not really him though, right? So, but yeah. And what a couple approached me one time, I was in Redner's. You know, it's a couple, so, you know, I'm just wondering why they're staring. So the dude come walking up on me all fast. Hey, man. I'm like, yeah? He like, what movie was you in? And I started laughing, and his wife was like, didn't I tell you that man wasn't in no movies? And I ran down about 5 of them. And she was like, you serious? I was like, yeah. She said, oh, my God. And I looked at him and was like, City Boys up tonight, bro. And he just walked off. Laughing and whatnot. So yeah, I said I'm getting snap finger famous. I don't really need the fame. Give me the fortune, man. Huh? I don't gotta never win no Oscars. You don't never gotta know my name. You're like, damn, I know that dude from somewhere. That's good enough. But that fortune, I take that. I can manage that. Fame gets you in trouble. Fortune keep your bills paid.
Well, that's true. Well, fortune can get you in trouble too, because somebody gonna be throwing their panties at you and saying the baby is yours. So
I got that taken care of 15 years ago. You won't be putting that on me. Bet you can't.
Love it. It's been a pleasure. I know you have to go, and I'm sorry it took a minute, but you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great thing. I mean, it's good to find your passion no matter when it is in life. And so I'm glad you're getting to do what you love and loving what you do. So I look forward to seeing all these Tubi films coming out.
Absolutely. Y'all got to go check out Under His Control and Premeditated Murder. Check them two out. The Under His Control was the one women hate me. You're going to hate me in Premeditated Murder too, but that's the one that I had to make a movie about a person. So we'll just say that. But okay. the movie was all right. Anyway, I'm not in nothing cheesy, so yeah.
Well, we won't hate you because we got to know you. So
right.
We know you a little bit different.
Right. I had to go upstream in the movie. Let me just say that.
I appreciate you going upstream. Well, as usual, keep staying tuned to the Empowered Hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break while Mr. Dumas. Ooh, I keep saying it wrong. See, my lips is getting all kind of tongue-tied. I'm starstruck. while we bid adieu to him, we're going to continue on with the Empowered Hour. So stay tuned. Stay locked in. Okay, so we're back with the Empowered Hour. Renata, girl. Look, we get to talk to some great, awesome people. Isn't this cool and great and wonderful? I'm so sad he had to leave, but it's okay. It's all good. But for the last few minutes we got left of the show, we have so much stuff coming up. I can't keep track.
I know, right?
it's like stuff everywhere, and I'm just trying my best to keep my mind right. So this weekend coming up is the P&P Fest, which I think, I don't know if there's any tickets left, but I believe so. I don't know. Do you know some tickets are left? I have to ask.
But Chantel. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have to ask and double check because, hunty, listen, so much stuff going on. I can't keep my brain straight. I'm trying to think of what else is coming up. Like, yeah.
You said P&P on the 22nd, and we're just looking at pleasure and not just in a sexual sense. We have a couple of vendor events that we have coming up. We have some retreats that are being planned and some workshops that are being planned. So I think the best way to keep up with us is to go to our website and join our newsletter so that you can know all the things that we do.
Yes. Because I'm slacking on putting another one out. I got to make sure I get one more put out because it is Women's History Month. I need to make sure I'm capturing all the great women in history, including ourselves, because we are making history, I would like to say. Because, yeah, I think we're awesome. I want to toot our horn. Beep, beep, honk, honk.
There will never be another Renata. There will never be another Athena. I don't know if the world can handle another one of us. Might be too much.
I think they can handle it, but it just, you know, you can't be recreated, right? Because if you think about the movie Us, they try to recreate them. They turn out to be bad. So it's like, once you try to duplicate something, you should leave it alone. So everybody who's out here talking about cloning this and people who, it's like, they need not to, because it's never going to be like the original. And it's not going to have any great nutritional value like the original. So,
And because you said that, just we'll have a quick therapeutic moment.
Therapy with Renata for the last minute of the show. Let's go and take that therapy.
Well, you know, like, sometimes we work so hard trying to be like other people and kind of, you know, like it's one thing to flatter someone, but you know how some people try to become other people and they just forget that there's a reason. You have a unique set of gifts, talents, skills, experiences that you contribute to the world. So we should spend so much time trying to become other people. We could just focus on being ourselves and just being the best version of ourselves that we can be. Because Anthony and I both are Christians. God created you that way for a reason. So there was a reason why you went through what you went through, and you got the talents and the skills that you got. Like, there are things that they can do that I think they can make earrings. I could physically make them. They're not going to look nothing like hers. Y'all would be like, why would you even try to start a business doing that?
But that's the thing. But once you start doing stuff, you automatically get your own unique thing to it. And I mean, to your point, I know it took me a long time. It took me a long time to get to this space of making things and doing things and actually showing people things because, as you know, as my non-therapist therapist, that I will make stuff and will hide it, or do stuff and will hide it instead of putting it out there. And, you know, as I've been told a million times before, you know, I bring a unique skill, talent to everything that I'm doing. And without me doing that, the world would not be that much more different, whether it's better, worse, or indifferent, because I'm doing something. It still needs my unique take on it. So,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, why don't we challenge each other? Because you and I both suck at this. And everybody that knows us, they get on our heads about this. You and I are not good at like advertising and promoting all the things that we do. So how about for the month, for March, we work really hard to do better at promoting what we do. Because people are like, y'all do so much and we never know. So we can.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a reason why we're like that. But I think the biggest part is being in the theater, just like, you know, we do what we're asked to do. And we like to support people. But we also got to promote ourselves. So,
amen.
Ooh, got you quiet. I said,
amen. I was gonna say amen. Yes, yes, we're gonna hold ourselves accountable, especially during this Lenten season, because we'll get 40 days of doing it and then it'll become a habit. So, I think it'll be perfect to start now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So, we will now, from this day forward, for the rest of this 40 days of this Lenten season, hold ourselves accountable to start promoting and doing and being all the great things that we are.
Absolutely. So with that being said, make sure you go to Empowered Living's website, so empowerliving.net, Beautifully Human's website, beautifullyhuman.net, and Goddess Adorn. I don't know your website by heart. I'm assuming it's
supposed to be goddessadorn.me when it finally gets up and going, but I'm almost done.
Okay. So in the interim, go to her Instagram, her Facebook.
All of them are goddessadornme. Goddessadornme. So all of them are that. And the website, once it's up, will be goddessadorn.me. So, because I bought that domain name. It's mine. It's all mine. But
that is more Beautifully Human and Power Living. That's what you need to be checking out.
Yes. Yes. Please check them all out. Yeah. Because we do a lot. We need to start promoting ourselves more. We got an invitation just as I was looking through the email to go speak and present in June. So I have to tell you about that when we get off air.
Okay.
See if you wonder. So we have to tell you about that when we get off air. So yes, we're trying to do things. And if you would like to book Empowered Living for a workshop, an event to talk about mental health, hit us up. If you would like to book us for mental health with a self-love / sex therapist tip, hit us up, because we do have a certified sex therapist, sexologist on roster, and she could talk about those things, not just about what you're doing, but how to heal from past traumas, things of that nature, which people are not really healing from. Also, you know, if you need some customized earrings, possibly, you know, bracelets and things, hit me up as well. So, you know, just, and if you don't need any of those things, still hit us up, because we know somebody who knows somebody who does something that you need. So we are the plug. I like to think of us as the plug, because we do know a lot of people who do things. So, and if you are someone who does something, hit us up, because hey, maybe we need to be your advocate to tell you to do what you need to do to get your business out there. So,
or you could be on our show on the Empowered Hour.
You sure can. You sure can, because why? Why not? It's just, like she said, get on here. Talk about yourself. Promote yourself. So, you know, can't keep quiet your gifts. Because who wants to take their gift and talent to the grave? Because nobody will get to know it then, right? So, share it with the world, you know.
Ooh, what's you said, that saying? It made me think of, I was watching something on YouTube earlier. And what they said was, my prayer is, I don't ever want to be like Saul. How, you know, he was the designated king, but then because he didn't do right, David ended up being the king. And I was like, oh, I ain't never looking at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to lose your gift. Go to somebody else because you was on Sabul.
So I'm all for that. Cause I mean it's yeah, you can't hide your gifts. Can't hide, you know. Yeah, you just can't hide it. So I yes, ma'am. I hear you, Renata. And same thing for you too. but anyway, as usual, stay tuned to the next show that's coming up after ours. Also, don't forget to look up the Care Summit Indy on Instagram. Also, once you hit up Empowered Living, we can tell you a little bit more about the Care Summit. It is taking place September 6th this year at the Faye Bacar Glick Center Pavilion. If you are a vendor who wants to sell your items and or you are healthcare, self-care, any kind of care business, then the Care Summit is for you. This is our fourth annual doing this. Vendor fees are pretty low, $50 for a non-selling vendor, $75 for a vendor who wants to sell things. We do have space for some food trucks, some inside businesses as well. So if you want more information on that, email us at thecaresummit@gmail.com, or you can email Empowered Living so you can get your vendor spot early, because vendor space does fill up and we want to make this the biggest event we've had thus far. Yeah, I think I've hit up everything, but yes, stay tuned. I know we're about to get that. It's time to go. So until next week, you know, stay blessed. Stay true to yourself. Absolutely. And, Absolutely. You know, toot your horn, beep, beep. Did I forget anything?
No, you did. You did it.
Cool beans. Well, we'll holler at y'all later. Bye.
Bye.